a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Born in a Fox, you're listening to the Radio 1 Breakfast program. I have Charlotte Walkins, or Valkins, the winning moves, coming to us live from Sydney, Australia. How's it going over there?
Great pronunciation. Well done. Thank you. Yeah, it's good, thanks. Just come back from my old haunt of Dunedin and out through via Queenstown, so it was awesome to be back there, being a Kiwi as well, of course, even though in Sydney at the moment. But really excited to be back in Dunedin on home soil last week.
I'm curious to know, because you would have been there maybe early 2000s, mid-2010s?
2008, 2011.
There you go. How's the food changed since you were last in Dunedin?
Oh, well, the Good Oil is still standing, which does wonderful coffee. Nice. Ironic. I still went to those places. The Captain Cook Tavern and the Guardies Tavern, which I don't know if you know, they seem to be missing, which is a sad day because we spent a lot of time there. A lot of the other places, what's the amazing Asian place that everyone goes for? BYOs still there on George Street. I was like, great to see. So still some of the local haunts still going strong, which I'm happy to see.
And then the Guardies has turned into a study center, and Captain Cook turned into Dive, and now it's a new place that's still kind of trying to launch. But yeah, it's still still there technically. The Crown is still very strong, which is great though. The Crown is still kicking and screaming.
Great to hear.
So we had to talk about this new edition of Monopoly, which is Ortsy-Porsy's Dunedin themed. And my first question to you is, what is your all-time favourite edition of Monopoly?
Oh, I'd have to say Friends, because I just love Friends, the TV show. And we bought out that Monopoly, and it just sold absolutely ridiculously. I'd say that one. And then this year, apart from Dunedin, the Hello Kitty one's really cool. If you look at Hello Kitty, it's beautiful. And Hello Kitty's having a comeback. So there you go. Those are mine.
Yeah. I feel like with the Hello Kitty, you can really go crazy with the aesthetic.
Yeah. It looks, it just looks like a piece you'd leave on your mantelpiece. It's stunning. So yeah.
Nice. It's funny because this is technically the second Otago Monopoly we're getting. The Otago Daily Times got a regional Otago Monopoly edition last year, meaning that Otago is getting quite a lot of board game love. I want to know what kind of criteria you have on what makes a city monopolyable.
Absolutely. So Otago Daily Times, you're right, they did one a year ago, which has all of their old school newspapers in the middle, and then it highlights some of the regions around some of the towns. Through that, what we're doing constantly is we're talking to councils, we're talking to local businesses and the community throughout so many different towns. We've had radio stations campaign to us before, which is brilliant, just saying, bring us Monopoly, it's our turn. So when the ODT one was happening, we're kind of always assessing where next, who should we come to next. And we did Christchurch just over a year ago, and we got a lot of votes through both of those processes saying, you've got to come to Dunedin. I think for Dunedin, it's absolutely stunning. There's so many icons. Just walking around last week, I was like, God, this place is beautiful. All of the buildings, some hilariously run-down buildings, and then some absolutely stunning ones. But it's all part of the heart of Dunedin, isn't it? So I think you want somewhere that people really feel town proud of. And I think Dunedin absolutely kind of represents that, both with graduates and the locals who live there and call it home.
You've got to have a city that has a bit of character, and you've got to have the, I guess, the support of the people in the city, which it sounds like you've definitely got. When you guys were creating this Dunedin edition of Monopoly, did you think of creating, because you know Dunedin has a reputation of punching above its weight a lot with music, like the Dunedin sound, so on and so forth. Did you think of collecting kind of a soundtrack of artists to go with the game, like say like a Spotify barcode or something to link to a playlist?
That is a great idea. I have not thought of that, but I think a lot of people are playing with their mates, aren't they? So how good to have a playlist to go with it? Definitely. Maybe you can send one on and I'll add it in to the marketing. Here's the Dunedin playlist to go with it.
For sure. It can definitely be on the cards. I want to know who, again, you mentioned that you're talking to businesses, councils, so on and so forth. What was the process like for deciding on the places and the colours that correspond to the places on this edition of Monopoly? Who are the stakeholders, the decision makers?
We've been doing these for over 25 years now all around the world. And so I think we've got process right of the colours and how to group things. Because if you have a look at the board, it's not just streets like the original Monopoly is with yeah. Parkland and Mayfair.
Yeah.
It's mainly icons, so places that you're really going to strongly associate with. And then actually in Dunedin, we did have streets, which is a bit different to all of the other additions, because the streets are just so iconic for Dunedin.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Castle Street, George Street, Baldwin, which I heard got back. They won back the steepest street in the world, and George Street. You know, and the Octagon. You can't really miss those on a Dunedin version. But then the other versions, we actually group the colours by kind of location type. So the brown squares are natural attractions, which had like the Dunedin Botanical Gardens. Then the light blue were beaches, which I think makes sense with the colour. So you've got Brighton, Aramoana, and then we had. Pink was sports and outdoors. You've got hospitality, education with the green. So it all kind of gets grouped in so that it makes sense as a story as you go around the board.
I noticed that there's no, there's a few icons missing. There's no Regent Theatre, no Town Hall or Ulverston House. I want to know, what are some of the places that nearly made the cut on this edition of the Dunedin Monopoly?
That's the hardest thing, isn't it? Because there's 22 squares and there's four transport squares on top of that, and you've got a couple of kind of utilities and that's it. So I think every time we get, why didn't these guys make it? Why didn't these guys make it? And like that's why we work so closely with the council and, you know, as I said, locals, get people to vote. We get people to message us either by email or on Facebook and vote in to say who should make it, because I think you could just endlessly say, why did they not make it? Why did they not make it? But if the Monopoly board was bigger, that would be wonderful. But that's kind of how we got to where we got to with these squares.
Yeah, fair dinkum.
I'll add in some old spots. Maybe I'll add my old flat on Union Street, the Playhouse. There you go.
The Playhouse, call it crap.
Yeah, yeah.
There's other editions of New Zealand towns. You mentioned Christchurch before. There's also Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, Pōneke, Wellington, and Te Papaoia, Palmerston North. They've all got their own Monopoly. What do you reckon the next place in Aotearoa to get their own Monopoly board will be? If you can comment on it. I understand that there's some commercial sensitivity there.
I can tell you. The next one coming for Christmas is Queenstown, which is super exciting. Yeah,
very soon. Yeah,
stunning, really, really cool addition, both for tourists and locals alike. I think it's such a great region. So yeah, watch out for that one next.
Cool. Will you be touching on, I guess, adjacent places in Queenstown, like Wanaka? Wanaka be present there,
or is it all focused on the Queenstown area? That's the whole thing. I've got to keep it a big secret until it goes live. But yeah, you'll have to wait and see in about a month's time. Keep an eye out for it.
I guess that kind of does all of my hard-hitting questions. Thank you so much for coming on. I do want to just end on knowing where can people pick up a copy if they're interested in buying a copy of the Dunedin Monopoly board game?
Absolutely. So the Warehouse, you've got Whitcool's just on George Street there, the Otago Museum, and then Paper Plus in Mosgiel. So yeah, I think it's a great graduation and Christmas present. Yeah, for both current students, ex-students, locals. Yeah, thanks so much for having us on today.
Of course. I'm from Invercargill originally, so I'm looking forward to getting some Invercargill Monopoly games up there.
You and my mum both. There you go.
Cracker. Awesome. Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.